What wakes you up when you're sleeping? Do you need that perfect silence? Maybe the TV on in the background. Maybe you're a heavy sleeper and not much wakes you up. What if you slept through? You can text in 99.25's Vinny, Nikki, and Sam. And you're going to be surprised to hear this. I know I was. That 50% of kids are able to sleep through this. They did a sleep experiment in the States, and they looked at sleep patterns from 5 to 12-year-old children. They discovered that about half of these kids did not wake up to the sound of a smoke alarm. That is so scary. And there was one mother, her 12-year-old son was not really a heavy sleeper, quite a light sleeper, actually. And she's like, oh, my son's going to wake up for sure. And did not wake up to the sound of that smoke alarm. However, he did wake up to the sound of a recording of his mother's voice. So you want to get your kids up, just yell at them.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing, Jeremy?
Oh, God.
Get up!
Yeah, so they're actually like working on maybe products where it's like the mother's voice or at least somebody's voice who wakes up kids, because that's kind of a bit of a dangerous revelation. We got a text from somebody, from Deborah. She said the same thing. She said, I need to say this. My daughter slept through a fire alarm, which is about 5 feet away from her. It was pretty incredible. And when I called her name, that's the only time she woke up and not to the sound of the alarm.
God. Wow. I mean, the building that I moved into 3 years ago, it's a brand new building. And let me tell you, these smoke alarms are piercing. They are deafening. So it's probably because some of the smoke alarms are a little maybe outdated or they're not loud enough. But if you're living in a new building, they make them so loud, it startles me every single time.
It could be,
there's
but
no
it's
no way to sleep
it's
through it.
Specifically with kids. Mm-hmm. So it could just be something with kids' brains.
Yeah.
It also got me thinking the moment I heard about this is just how attached kids are to technology and connected. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're hearing beeps and buzzes and stuff going off
it's
all
true.
Day long. Like,
they're
you think
so
they're becoming
it.
Immune
That's true.
To those kind of sounds, maybe. But I mean, obviously, this is not safe, but I'm so jealous of people who can just sleep through anything.
You a light sleeper?
I could not fall asleep with the TV on. I don't understand people who can fall asleep with the TV. But Sam, you've fallen asleep at like an NHL game, I'm pretty sure, haven't you?
NFL, but yeah.
We were right beside you. We were like, are you kidding?
It wasn't an exciting
are
game. What am I going to tell you?
You're not going to believe what I slept through the other day, actually.
Really?
I'm going to tell you coming up in a few minutes. My wife was so
And with
mad
a
at
new
me.
Baby.
I know. She was so
irresponsible.
All right, we'll get to that.
When I was a kid, I slept a lot better. Like, I remember I saw Jurassic Park in the movie theaters and I slept through it.
And you Jurassic
yeah,
Park?
Yeah, and the adults were like, how do you sleep through Jurassic Park?
Same thing with me and Batman.
Yeah?
Yeah, couldn't do it.
All right, we're just bringing this up because they did a sleep experiment in the States. They found out that half of kids between the ages of 5 and 12 did not wake up to the sound of a smoke alarm. And the time change just passed. I know it's a good time. They always remind people to change your batteries and your smoke detectors. It's very, very important. And we were saying that they played voice recordings of their moms, and that woke them up, though, most of these kids. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it was the familiarity.
Well, don't you remember? Okay, so I was working out the other day with my trainer. She has a little baby who's about 6 months old. The baby was asleep in the stroller and started to like sort of fuss and wake up. And she goes over and she goes, hi, hi, baby. You know, going like this. And she's like, oh, you're so cranky in the morning. I'm like, no wonder, you're in her face. And it reminded me of when I was younger and my mom would come in and wake me up. She'd be like, good morning. And like, as an adult, of course, I appreciate it. And I wish my mom could still, like, I lived closer and she could still come in. But I remember something about my mom's voice in the morning when I was younger would just like send me over the edge.
You dreaded it.
Yeah, I dreaded it at the time. So maybe that has something to do with it too. They're like, oh God, there's mom's voice.
There's mom. Somebody wrote in on our text line, have the fire alarm sound like an Xbox or a PlayStation. I promise you, that will wake them up.
That's true.
All right, let's go to the phones. Who's this?
Alicia.
Alicia, tell us about your brother. What did he sleep through?
So my brother used to sleep through my dance competitions.
Through your dance competitions?
With pounding music, with tap dancing, whatever, he would just be sound asleep.
Some people just have that ability, eh?
And people would not understand why. It would look at my parents, and my parents would just be like, well, he's sleeping.
Do you sleep that well?
No, I have a cat, and even when my cat jumps off the bed, I wake up. So,
aren't you so jealous of these people?
Really, it's so unfortunate that every time a pin drops, I wake up.
And did you get mad at your brother for those times?
It just sucked because I guess he wasn't watching me, but whatever.
You just have to tap harder, that's all.
Exactly. All right, thanks for chiming in, Alicia. Appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good morning.
So my wife got super mad at me last week. I've been known to be a heavy sleeper, bit more lately. I've been falling asleep earlier and just I sleep so deep. And I said, babe, just wake me up if there's something wrong. You know, of course, we have a 2-month-old now. So the baby started crying. She was in the other room and she was yelling my name, did not hear her at all.
Mm-hmm.
She banged on the wall and still didn't hear her. She started kicking the wall, banging the wall. I did not hear her at all. She had to come in and throw a pillow right in my head for me to wake up.
Wow.
I couldn't hear anything. Oh, and she was so mad because I'm like, just wake me up if something's wrong. Just yell at me. I figured, yeah, I'll get up. No problem. Mm,
yeah. It's that mom intuition as soon as a baby cries. My best friend said she hates it because when she finally gets her husband to wake up, he like stands up for 5 minutes and like is not part of the world. She's like trying to talk to him and he's still asleep and he's standing up and he's like, what do you need? Like if there were an emergency, he'd need like a 10-minute buffer zone to make anything happen.
A warm up, you know? I got a text here. As a baby, my son would sleep through the organ playing at a church. He would wake up as soon as the minister would start talking. Today, he plays the bagpipe. So there you go.
Oh, yes. The
bagpipe. All right. How do you sleep through these? It's almost impossible.
Oh, they used to wake me up every morning in Nova Scotia.
Oh.
Sunday mornings.
Hangover on a bagpipe? Oh, not good. Good times. Actually, I read an interesting article from a Navy SEAL who swears by this to fall asleep in under 2 minutes. If you have trouble falling asleep, you just lie down on your back with your hands open. You look up to the sky, well, eyes closed, and you breathe with an exhale longer than the inhale, and you pretend that you're on like a floating device in the middle of the ocean where there's nothing around you. So that gives you the sense of being weightless. And
I'm falling asleep.
I was going to say, just hearing him say it. Falling asleep.
I'm like, that worked right there. So just explain
it to
people.
He's clearly confused about whether your eyes have to be open or closed.
Right.
But it did sound very relaxing.
Oh, someone texted in, my cousin fell asleep at an Avril Lavigne concert at the Bell Center. Oh,
Justin Bieber, a popular one too. Okay. People are saying he fell asleep during a JP show.
He's half asleep during his concerts too.
Oh,
so.
No.
Oh, wow.